Seems pretty generous if it's true. I hope it's true.
I love it. I love it.
Let's make it happen, boys. Let's do it.
Is Red Goblin the next month-long milestone character? Some of the data might suggest that he is, but is he even necessary to conquer these incursion raids? Also, should you buy alien spores in the store or are they a trap? We're discussing these things and more in this edition of your Marvel Strike Force Weekly News Update this week. I am joined by the Sticky of them all, Purple Sticky. And if you're ready for Purple Sticky, let them know what to do.
Let's go smash it.
Oh, yeah. And welcome back to the Valley Flying channel. I am Valley Flying. This is Purple Sticky. And this is your Marvel Strike Force Weekly News Update. We do this every week, keeping you up to date on everything coming up in Marvel Strike Force and all the latest that happened the past week in Marvel Strike Force. But before we get to all the news, this is your first time here on the channel, hit the subscribe button for more great Marvel Strike Force content. At least 5 videos per week, news videos, question and answer videos, reveal videos, everything to help your experience in Marvel Strike Force. But without further ado, how has your experience been this week in Marvel Strike Force, Purple Sticky?
It's been pretty good, man. I've had some high highs, some low lows. I've had some awesome Crucible battles, a lot of fun. Some fun wars, so I'm enjoying it.
Looks like it's a big smile on your face, despite one of the new bugs that you found, or maybe an old bug that you just made me aware of, but we'll discuss in just a little bit. But I guess the big thing that everybody is chasing right now, level cap 100. This is where I am. I am about 29,000 commander points short of the next level. I hoarded some energy to spend on day one, and there was a bug with the sentry credits and everything like that. But how I spent about 3,000 to 4,000 in the first hour. So how much did you spend? Did you hoard anything for this event? For the level cap, not the event, the level cap.
I did not. Honestly, I've been pretty starved for augmented catalysts. So I've just been like farming those every day when I can. I really, you know, I needed them. So would have been smart for me to stockpile a little bit leading up to this, probably. But I just played it like normal, honestly. So
Purple Sticky, during this event, you actually could have double dipped if you saved some campaign energy, because the other event that's going on, the blast off to 100, it gives you sentry credits for this, which was bugged. But yeah, this race at the top, I think it's going to be a while. Now, I did some calculations for free every day, and I'm almost 30,000 commander points short for free. And this is not taking into account any refreshes that you do. 2,495, so almost 2,500 free experience per day. And what that is from your campaign energy, that's from your ISO 8 energy, your incursion campaign energy, that is from your showcase event, and from doing all of your daily objectives, almost 2,500. And if you do your core refreshes and you get two of these, one for ISO 8 every day and one for normal campaign energy every day, that is going to be an extra 120 experience every one you spend, whether it's cores or that saved up energy. So how many days do you think it's going to take you to get to the next level? I think it's going to take me about 10 more days. What about yourself?
Well, you're a little bit ahead of me.
I did some hoarding.
Yeah.
Over Saturday, Sunday, and then Monday I was ready to go.
Yeah, I haven't crushed the numbers on this, but I'm going to say that I do the 50 core campaign energy, regular campaign energy every day, and just my free ISO 8 stuff. I don't spend cores on that, but just whatever free energy, you know, packs they give me. I'm going to say I'm a couple days behind you. I haven't done the math. 2 weeks. I'm going to say 2 weeks for me to hit 96.
And it might be the Saturday and Sunday that I hoarded all that energy that you're behind me. That could be the difference in there. But we got some pretty okay bonus events. There were some data mines about some pretty sweet bonus events that I'm not sure if they're going to go down. I'm going to talk to you about that. But we have a bonus event here for some more gear, or some more ISO 8 crystals, more gold. This is the only one that's really gonna affect the commander level, the campaign energy, and then more training modules. Other than this double campaign energy for every refresh as you do, does any of these excite you? I mean, these are all good, but it doesn't really make a difference for the commander level, which personally is what I'm chasing right now. But I know we were talking before this, you need some gear, there's some sort of things you need. What does do any of these excite you more than they do me?
Not particularly. Okay. I'm pretty starved on certain augmented unique gear that I need, and augmented catalysts, which I don't think any of these reward those. That being said, listen, I'm pretty flush with gold at the moment, but as soon as my commander level starts going up and I'm able to take characters to 96, 97, this 140 like million gold I've been sitting on hoarding, waiting to bring up my roster is going to go quick. So I don't know
if you have the training mats. Have you been hoarding your training mats as well, or just your gold? Because
I mean, when I spend the gold, I spend the training mats, right? A lot of the time, unless I'm buying stuff from the store. So I haven't. Most of my roster that I use has been at 95 for quite some time. So unless they, release a new character, I have nothing to spend it on. So I have a decent amount. We'll see which one becomes the issue faster. But in my experience, every time I get complacent with gold, I have a ton of gold, I'm going to be totally fine. It's gone in a blink of an eye, right? So I don't know how much difference double gold is going to make from campaigns, but I'll take
it. Not from campaigns. Neither are these training mats maybe the Isoid crystals, but more gold than training mats from the, I don't think it's going to make, even origin gear. It's not a huge thing. All right. Next question. There was a data mine earlier. Triple experience, quadruple experience commander. Although there were some chats that it may not be correct. I know the community managers didn't confirm or deny either way, but as for some of our conversations, it seems like it may not be coming. What do you think is going to happen with that? Is that some surprise that we're not knowing about, or is this everything and the data mine is wrong? What is your impression of this?
Seems pretty generous if it's true. I hope it's true.
I love it.
Let's make it happen, boys. Let's do it.
Let's complain enough so that it happens, guys. Yeah. Come on.
I don't know. Listen, at the end of the day, there's kind of two things here, right? We've been trained that in a lot of ways in the past, the data mines have been more accurate than even the blog post at times. 90% plus accuracy.
They're still about 90%, but there is that 10% that sometimes is like, we were going to do this, but let's not do this anymore.
The reality is it's a data mine, right? So I don't see this happening, but I would love to be wrong and it to happen. So
me too. All right. Next thing about this level 100, I don't ask before we move on to the next topic. Are you I know you have a large account. Are you enjoying facing some opponents that are already at level 100 in Crucible in war? Are you enjoying those higher level opponents?
No.
I'm not at that level yet, so I don't think I've seen them yet, but no. I know you are. So
here's the deal. When I took Earth's account over, it's probably been about 8 months ago now, it was top of the line, right?
Yeah.
But I don't spend money. So I took this account over. So it's
you haven't been maintaining the account, Purple Sticky? What the hell? You get gifted this account. You're like, money. Oh, let me just let it die. What the heck is that?
Hey, I still play it. I just not with the credit card, dude. I don't know what to tell you. So so it's been 8 months of a slow, steady decline as this account has just fallen off into nothing. And at this point, all of the new teams that I have are free to play, right? And just as much as I can get them based off the events and stuff. And I will say, listen, the game needs to stay alive. The lifeblood of that is the whales, the krakens, and the dolphins, and diamonds and a boosted level cap gives them stuff to spend money on. And I want this game to stick around, so I'm glad. That's cool. If they're happy with it, I'm happy with it. That being said, at the top end, if you're someone like me that doesn't really spend, or you spend very little, right now and for the next 6 months or so is going to be the most difficult time in this game you've probably ever had trying to compete. Krakens are always ahead, but when you combine a level cap increase with the introduction of diamonds, that is a double pounding, and it's brutal out there right now.
You say 6 months, but in about 6 months, all those accounts are going to have Mephisto in there, and it's going to be even more brutal.
It's a vicious cycle. I fought a guy yesterday in Masters 2 that was a level 100 account. Now, when he when we got matched,
I didn't want to win. I accidentally went up to Masters 2 today. Oh my goodness. I'm going to be facing some level 1. That's not good. I didn't want to win today.
Yeah, when we matched, he was level 98. So I think his defense was all level 98, which is bad enough. And then in a matter of hours, I checked back again. His count was at level 100. So I think his offense was all 100 and the defense was all level 98. Needless to say, he was a Legion guy. Needless to say, he beat the brakes off me. I didn't stand a chance. It's hard out there right now.
All right. So, oh my goodness, I gotta lose a lot next week so I can drop back down to Masters 1.
I didn't realize you were in Masters 2, dude.
I didn't want to win today, but I cannot throw it on purpose. I gotta try my best, but I can't throw it. But I didn't want to win, and I won. I'm like, damn. Oh, it's gonna be horrible next week. But anyway, let's talk about this event. Blast off to 100. And initially, it was wrong. The ratio that I calculated for this to be a good event, 7-1. It was released at 2-1. They corrected it a little later. And the energy spent for the century credits you get is now at 6-1. And that was, even that was not correct. We look at the compensation for these players that spent energy from 1 p.m. Pacific to 3 p.m. Pacific when this launched on January 22nd. We send a difference to century credits they would have received with this new drop rate. And again, it's going to be rewarded at the 6-1 ratio, which is in now. I haven't received mine yet. Hopefully this is soon and we can spend all these credits, because each day that they delay this, that's another day that we can't spend these century credits in the store. And also, this is going out to everybody because I think this was supposed to be a lot easier than it was. Be sure to claim the free claim Friday, where the team has added additional century credits to help you progress through the event. How is your progress event? How is your progress through this event been so far? Because I don't even know where I'm at, because I spent so much energy in that first hour or so that I have no idea where my actual score is.
I actually honestly don't remember what I spent during that window. I mean, I'm sure it was something. I wasn't really paying attention. Like, I didn't rush to do this. But you're actually even ahead of me right now. I'm at milestone 6. Well, I'm currently working on milestone 7 right now. So you're actually ahead of me.
Well, I spent 3,000 or 4,000 energy at the 2-1 rate. I still got the points for the 2-1 ratio. I just didn't get that at the correct.
Yeah,
6-1 ratio. So
nice little payout. Honestly, you should be sitting pretty. But
well, as long as I get this, I'm happy. Yeah. That's all I shoot for in these events. I think at the end of the day,
if they want to make this right, they make sure that engaged players, right, get the item. That's pretty much the litmus test for me. Right, is like, can an engaged player who's doing the right stuff and playing the game, you know, like, quote unquote, you should be playing the game, be able to get this? And if the answer is yes, then they did it the right way, in my opinion.
When do you think the compensation will be coming out? Sometime today, sometime tomorrow? There's only a few days. This is not a month-long store like the Frozen Festival store. This Century Credit store is for a week-long event, so it's not going to last that long. How many days do you think we're going to have to spend this additional Century Credits? You think it's going to come today, towards the end of the event, in somewhere in between, sometime this weekend? What is your prediction based on some of the compensation that's sent out before?
I would love to see that compensation sooner rather than later. If they can get it to us today, that would be great.
I want it today.
With any luck. But yeah, no. And I do think, as a show of kind of goodwill here, pushing this back, giving us a couple of extra days on the store would be nice. That would be a nice gesture to everyone.
I'm gonna suggest that to Archangel right after we're done with this. I don't think that has even been made in Envoy chat. Yeah. That should be made. When they send out a compensation, extend the store a couple of days because of their screw up. Because of Sculpey screw up.
Yeah. I will point out, in the past, if you remember, there's been a number of times where last minute they have extended a store out after people like refresh, because we didn't realize it was gonna be extended, so people refresh to like get rid of the currency quick. There is no worse like moment feeling in the game than when you just flushed a bunch of cores down because they can't communicate with us that the intent was to give us more time on the store. So I would urge them, if they are going to extend the store, I would appreciate that, but let people know so they're not flushing their cores away.
I'm going to reach out to Archangel right after this, because I didn't even think of mentioning that to him. So hopefully that does. But speaking of this Century Credit store, most of the characters in here are farmable. The only one not farmable is Infinity War Iron Man. And there are some data mines that looks like he will be farmable next week. So pretty much, in my opinion, all farmable characters. Other thing what I'm thinking here is, you got your Gear 18 pieces, which some people might need. If you're not through Dark Dimension 6, you probably want to get these. Dark promotion credits look pretty good, but very, very expensive. The only thing I've really been buying is these uniques. These are at a pretty good ratio as well, these catalysts. What have you been buying, and what do you think are the best purchases for most players?
I've been doing the exact same thing. I'm just buying the uniques because none of the characters are of particular interest to me, because they're all, you know, basically farmable.
They're farmable.
Not basically, they are farmable. And you're all right. Yeah, data mines for Infinity War. So, yeah, I've been ignoring that. I've just been getting the uniques because there's certain uniques that I'm very low on right now. Obviously, Alien Spores, Osmium I'm low on, Shield Tech I think I'm actually low on, or not Shield Tech, I'm sorry, Hammer Tech from the Sinister Six guys. But so I think that's a great purchase, and that's generally what I'm going for. I'd love to get those dark promotion credits, but that is a terrible value on that per coin spent.
Yeah, this is a good item, but the 12,000 when you can get, I don't know, what is I forget how much this costs, but you can get so many uniques for instead of these 20 diamonds.
you get almost 25 uniques for the cost of 100.
Wait, 25 unique purchases, because I think they're all five each. All right, 20 times five, so 100 uniques or.
So each every five uniques, like five chromium, is 2,500 points. Yes. So you could buy five of those to get 25 uniques at the roughly the cost of getting 100 of those dark promotion credits.
I'd still rather have the uniques. I'd still rather have the uniques. Yeah. Yes. Not at this ratio, because uniques aren't farmable. Technically, yeah. I mean, everything it is. Even this, all these dark promotion credits are farmable with the incursion campaigns. Yep. All this stuff, the catalyst, all this other stuff. So this is the only unfarmable things here. I think this is the most valuable thing in my opinion.
If you're not through DD, I will say, if you're not through DD6, those augmented pieces are not bad. You know,
I agree. That changes it.
Through that, you know, and you're keeping an eye out. Hey, you're really tight on Mystic or whatever. This is a great way to get some of those too. So if I was still in there, I'd be keeping an eye out on that section as well.
I agree 100% with that. All right, next, let's talk about Alpha Flight, the voting. So. Guys, remember to vote for Alpha Flight every single day. This is not like the past two votes where you could vote once. Every single day, and every single day that you vote, you will get cores and you will get energy for free. It's going to last for 7 days. If you haven't done the voting yet, make sure you do it every day from now. Your choices: Guardian, who looks like an original member of Alpha Flight, Vindicator, another original member of Alpha Flight, and Sasquatch is, for me, the only, you know, as a person that hasn't read any Alpha Flight comics, only character that I know from Alpha Flight. Sasquatch and Puck, actually. So, does it seem weird that two founding members are in this along with Sasquatch, which means that one of them, you could vote, two are going to be picked. One of them is not going to be in the team in the game. Does that seem weird to you, or are you not as familiar with Alpha Flight as I am?
So I'm definitely less familiar with Alpha Flight. I've heard the name. I don't really have any affinity. I don't really know much about them.
Yeah. I've seen the comics when I was a kid a lot, but I never bought one or read one, so I don't know about them too much.
I will say the weirdest thing for me is they made such a big deal out of teasing, I'm going to call him Captain Canada. Oh, Guardian, I'm sorry.
Guardian.
They like did this whole build up on Twitter.
I think his name was Captain Canada in one of his forms. Maybe. Guardian. Let me correct me in the comments if I'm wrong, though. Club.
They did this whole Twitter build up where they were like, oh, we're gonna share it. Oh, HR said we can't share it. Oh, we're gonna do it for a whole day.
I like that. I like that.
Well, no. Like, that was fun or whatever. I like that. But they did all of that just to tease Guardian. And what if he didn't get any votes? They could have just teased a character on Twitter that isn't even gonna come to the game. That doesn't make sense to me at all, right?
It looked like it was Guardian, but it's all black, so it could have been one of the other characters as well.
It has to be that maple leaf on his chest. There's no, isn't that the exact same shape it had? Maybe I'm wrong.
The shape was right, but the color was wrong, so it could have been either of those. But yeah, it looks like he's going to win anyway. It looks like Guardian's going to win, Sasquatch's going to win, and Vindicator's going to get left out in the cold.
Listen, all I know is that anytime they put an animal in these things or something that resembles an animal, the entire community votes
for
it.
That's who I vote for. That's who I vote for, Scoplace. You don't even need to have me vote. That's who I'm voting for. Put an animal.
So everyone immediately, they're like, oh, the panda and the giant Sasquatch. I voted Guardian. That's just me. But you know what? Guardian, Sasquatch. Cool.
Well, both of them are winning. Both of our choices are winning. All right, I was going to ask you this question, but since you know as little about Alpha Flight as I do, I'm going to pose this to the Valley Club. Who else do you want to see on this team? Especially people that know Alpha Flight much better than I do. I know Puck, and I know a few other characters because of the research that I did last week, but I am not familiar. So who do you want to see on the team? As we talk about the spores that got in the store recently, and I wanted to ask you, do you think these are good purchases right now? 125,000 gold for one alien spore, and if you do 50 core refreshes, well, you're gonna get another one, and you could do it two 50 core refreshes every time it resets, so it happens three times a day, so you could basically do six refreshes per day, getting nine per day instead of three. Have you purchased any of these, and do you think this is helpful, or this is just a band-aid for all the alien sports we need for the Hive Mind team?
Listen, the best thing would be if they all didn't require alien spores, right? That's the dream that I would, you know, that's
they don't all require alien spores.
Well, yeah. Okay, sure. Hey, listen, they threw us a bone when they changed Gwenom over to Extremis or whatever that stuff, nanobots or whatever that little vial of stuff is.
It's the experimental formula. It used to be Oz formula. Now it's experimental formula. A lot of the spiders. Yeah, it used to be Oz formula, but it's a lot of the spiders take that. They Dark Beast takes that. There's I guess it's a sciencey thing, I guess. But yeah,
I don't know why in my mind I thought it was that little red vial of stuff. But
I looked it up. I'm right. I looked it up.
You're right.
I have it in my notes.
Yeah, for some reason in my mind I was like, I thought it was a red vial. No, you're 100% right. Listen, it's nice they did that, and who knows what Red Goblin's gonna be, but the reality is
it's sticky. It says it right here, experimental formula. I should have scrolled down a little bit more.
There you go. Perfect, you nailed it.
All right.
So it's worth it to me. I don't know how much I'm going to core the store. Maybe I'll do a 50 here or there, I guess. But it's worth it for me competing at where I'm competing at. Because right now I have 36 of these. My Venom's at 18. My Carnage is at 16. I haven't even unlocked Void Knight yet.
Okay.
Like, that's going to what is it? It's like 65 or something like that to get a character.
You could get 63 if you spend 2,100 cores and I all that gold for these. Yeah. You could get them right away if you spend the cores in gold.
Yeah. Listen, people are going to have to make their judgment call on that. What I can tell you is, if you care about things like Cosmic Crucible, Raid, they're probably going to be amazing at like almost any investment. Oh,
we know they're going to be amazing.
They're going to be amazing Raid. Yeah. If you plan to use them elsewhere though, and who knows what events you're going to come down the line where it's like, hey, you need the symbiote characters for this or whatever. That could happen. Who knows? But I can tell you in Crucible, I've seen some scary matchups, some incredible stuff that the Hive Mind team is doing in Crucible. So if that's important to you, you're competing at the high end.
I use them today on offense to take out a big team in room 6. I didn't know they would work, but luckily Chad helped me out.
They're smashing stuff in CC, man. So Void Knight is
so good. Void Knight is so good, and he isn't even supposed to be the best plug and play character on this team. We're going to talk about Red Goblin in just a little bit, but yeah. Let me know if this is something you guys are going to do. I don't think I'm going to do all the 50 core refreshes, but kind of like you, I'll do some. I'm not going to get all 63, but I'm definitely going to get more than 21. The gold, I got a lot of gold. I'm definitely going to spend the gold, but the power core refreshes, I'm gonna do some of them, but not all of them. So yeah, let me know what you guys are going to do. This event runs from January 24th. Goes to the 31st, so plan accordingly. Look at your store refreshes. Also, this week, coming up, actually tomorrow, is the next spider character, Gwenom, who takes experimental formula. So, Purple Sticky, what do you think of that change from alien spores to experimental formula? How much of a help is that?
It's helpful for me because, listen, I still need to bring up Carnage. He's only a G16. My Venom's 18 now, but I still needed to bring up Void Knight. I haven't unlocked him yet. And Gwenom, when I initially under the impression that 4 characters were going to use the alien spores, I was like, all right, well, I guess I'm not going to be using these guys anytime soon because I'm only going to be able to bring them to like G15, like a couple of them to 16 or whatever. So I'll take it. I live in the moment with these teams. I go team to team. I would rather it not be alien spores than it be this experimental formula, to be honest.
Me too. So. But I'm just hoping Red Goblin is not also experimental formula, because as you can see, a lot of the other spiders take that. So I think there is a high chance that dude's going to have that as well. But let's talk about Gwenom herself. How valuable do you think this character is? Do you think she has as much value outside of her team as Void Knight does? Because Void Knight is smashing it outside of the Hive Mind.
Yeah, it's hard to say. So I think Gwenom is very important. Number one, I think she's a super cool character. I really like her kit. I believe she generates energy for the whole team, if memory serves.
She does do ability energy. She has stuns. Yeah. She heals the team. She does a lot for the team.
Yeah, and I think a big part of the team's issue right now, at least for me, because I only have Venom and Carnage, but I can't use them in the raids, even plug and play with like Rebirth and Skrull. because okay. they have no focus. None of their stuff lands, at least the power level I have Matt right now. And she's going to bring a lot of the focus to the team. And this team is going to live and die by its debuffs. So I think that's going to be incredibly helpful to them. That being said, as far as plug and play, there's something to be said about a super fast character, like comparing her to, I can't remember his name. I just call him Symbiote Surfer. Void Knight.
Void Knight. Yeah. That was his name that we voted for. We voted for Symbiote Surfer. So we didn't vote for Void.
Anyway. Yeah. But yeah, his ability, he's super fast. I believe it's an ability block. I'm just going off of what I've seen because I don't have him unlocked. I believe it's opening. He opens with an ability block. He does the Magneto. Ultimate. Yeah, he does the Magneto pull together and he's crazy fast. That is a recipe for a character that is going to have a long shelf life.
Oh, and in raids, my goodness, not just outside the raids, though, because you're using that over and over and over because you don't have to worry about cooldowns because of the Void Knight passive. So you're using it over and over, and it doesn't just block the primary target in the raids, blocks everybody in the raids ability blocks. That is a strong move. I think that almost kills everything in the raids. And Gwenom is the missing piece. I got a video coming out tomorrow with the four piece in action on the test server with Super Skrull. I think you'll be surprised at the result. Did you test this team out on the test server with the four piece with Gwenom, Carnage, Venom, and Void Knight?
I did, but I didn't do it. I'm a Crucible guy. I did it in Crucible.
Okay.
I did some test fights. I just kept bringing them into different teams and then backing out and just having fun and seeing what they could do. And they're awesome. They're a super cool team. You know, there's some matchups you obviously don't want to bring them into. They're not going to be perfect. No team's perfect into everything. But when they work incredibly well. And man, are they fun to play. So nice. I'm very happy with this team. I've very much been enjoying it. And I can't wait to see your footage about the raids because I didn't really do too much in there with that, but I'm looking forward to watching that video.
I'm gonna release that tomorrow because I'm not gonna be in town to do the character offer for her, so I'm gonna release this early so you guys can see that footage. Let me ask you about a purchase though. Are you thinking of purchasing this character? There is some added value in these Pact of Wrath milestones. Not only if you do all three characters can you get a Nova costume, but there's some diamonds or one diamond for Carnage available, as well as if you get two of the three characters. So is this Pact of Wrath a deciding factor one way or the other for you?
I actually have to ask you because I don't. You get every time you buy one of these characters, you get one of these pieces, right? I think that's what's happening.
You get one milestone. So if you get one of these characters, you'll get the first one with the seven red Carnage. You get two of the characters, you'll get this diamond. And if you get all three, they'll get the costume. So two of the three characters, there's something that actually benefits you in the game. If you get all three, you'll get a nice cosmetic change.
Listen, the costume's cool and all, but I'm not a spender and this doesn't change my mind about that. So I think this is a nice, cool little fun bonus. Listen, I'd love to have a diamond on my Carnage. Like that's super cool. But this doesn't change as someone who doesn't spend. This doesn't change my mind about that. But I do think it's a fun little cool bonus for people that are going to get the characters anyway. And it gives them a cool costume and a little bonus, a little buff to Carnage. So that's cool. I have no issue with that. It doesn't change my behavior, though, personally.
All right, let's move on to the next member of the Hive Mind that's not even released yet. And Red Goblin, the next goblin coming to Marvel Strike Force. And the word is from the devs on one of our calls. This was supposed to be the best plug and play character of the group. People were asking about Void Knight. Void Knight is very, very good at plug and play, but if this character is going to be better at plug and play, how good is this character going to be? They compared him to like the Nightcrawler's value from the Extreme X-Men. How good do you expect this character to be outside of the raids, outside of Hive Mind?
If he's anything like Nightcrawler and he's even more plug and play viable than Void Knight, he's going to be stupid good. I mean, Nightcrawler is one of the best characters in the game. Void Knight plug and play potential is off the charts. And so if this guy is beyond them or on the same par as Nightcrawler, as they say, I expect him to be very good. So I'm very interested to see what's going on in that kit that they're making claims like that.
Arena, maybe? I mean, we already have Green Goblin in Arena in some of the defenses and stuff like that. Do you think we're going to have two goblins in Arena, or do you think this character should be so good enough to replace a legendary Green Goblin in Arena?
I don't know. It would feel weird if he... Because I feel like Green Goblin almost kind of never really got his day in Arena. Like, he has some value.
He is horrible on defense. He makes that matchup so messy. So his day is right now, Purple.
I don't know. I just... it would feel weird to me that he dwarfs the other Green Goblin, the newest legendary. I don't know. at least in arena. Maybe he does. I don't know.
All right. So, and the next question I have for you, what do you think is unique? Is it going to be experimental formula, alien spores, or something totally different?
I'm going to turn it around and redeem myself. When I said I thought Gwenum was that red stuff in the jar, I'm going to say I hope it's that red stuff in the jar. And that's why this guy's all... I don't even know.
It's red. The colors match.
Or something. That's why he's so red. It's all that red stuff.
Okay.
Now,
I'd be happy with that. I use that for 100%. No characters. So.
I'm gonna say it's probably odds formula. Probably odds formula.
I think, judging by Green Goblin taking that as well, I think it is, unfortunately. So two characters with the experimental formula, three characters with alien spores in this team. Not the worst, but not the best either. I think it's a little better than the original symbiote team. And how do you think he's going to be released? I think the community is saying, is he going to be a Lex Legendary? And there are some data mines that suggest he could be a month-long milestone. Before we see those data mines, where is your head leaning right now? Legendary or month-long milestone character?
Between the two of those, I would lean more towards month-long. It would seem weird to me, and I would be a little bit disappointed if we got two back-to-back legendaries that were both just like versions of Green Goblin versions of Goblin. Obviously, like, he's different, of course, but like, that would seem weird to me. Like, I want to be excited, and like, I can't wait to see who the next legendary is and who's it going to be.
I mean,
getting another version. I don't know.
It's not exciting, but the timing, February 5th is when it looks like Green Goblin's event is coming back, and this thing ends on the 12th of February, and maybe Red Goblin's coming around then. And the timing does kind of line up, but yeah, I don't think it's a very exciting choice to have two goblins in a row as legendary characters. Yeah. So I think it's month-long milestone.
I think you're probably right. And I feel like this past year, we got a lot of back-to-back legendaries. Like, I feel like the legendary cadence, maybe it's just in my mind, feels a lot faster than it like ever was in the game. I'm wondering if we keep that up and we keep getting legendaries as quickly as we were for, you know, the past year or so, or if it slows down and they start to try to make them feel like more special again.
Could be. And I guess my other question is, I know you haven't seen the footage of the test server, but let's say, for example, that the 4-piece team can beat the raids with Super Skrull. If you already have Super Skrull, is this character even necessary?
I mean, if four piece is beating with Super Skrull, that's pretty impressive.
Not just the nodes 1 and 2. I'm talking about the boss node. The boss node 1 and 2.
That's super impressive. So as far as a raid perspective, if they're doing it without him, then he's only necessary if you don't have Super Skrull, right? If you don't have Super Skrull, then he becomes necessary. If you have Super Skrull, he becomes less necessary. But that's, agreed, you know, just in raids. So if you plan on using this team elsewhere, and I do think that they will have value in both War and Crucible, the ability to have a super strong team with Red Goblin and then use your Super Skrull elsewhere, or have the flexibility of being able to use, you know, Red Goblin instead of somebody else in there, I think has a lot of value. So, listen, if Red Goblin is so good that it's going to convince people to use him over Super Skrull in the raids, then he's going to be good. Like, he's going to be a real good character. So
yeah, maybe you could beat it with Super Skrull, but maybe you need Red Goblin to sim it. And then obviously outside of the raids as well. So they will have some value. Let's talk about my most hated and favorite game mode in all of Marvel Strike Force. It is Cosmic Crucible. I love this mode and I hate this mode sometimes as well, but because I'm so passionate about it. All right, a little over two weeks, we're getting new rules coming to Cosmic Crucible. Are you ready for the next season? And if you are close to the next ranking reward, should you be pushing for these Dark Diamond credits?
I am ready for the new season. I'm excited for the new season. This one hasn't been bad. I feel like I've enjoyed it, but it's been going on for a while. I'm ready for a change. That being said, listen, if you're on the cusp, it's hard to, you know, they go to the 1 to 200. That's obvious. You know, you can tell where you're at. Once you start getting into like the percentages and where you fall within the percentages, you're kind of doing a guessing game with that. So, I would say, you know, yeah, if you're ranked 205 and you're like, I really need to dial it in for this last couple, you know, matches here to get into the top 200, that makes sense. But if you're asking if people should be like doing investments for characters that we know are good, yes, this season that might not be good next season,
Echo's one of them.
No, don't do that,
guys. Not with 2 weeks left.
No, not with 2 weeks left. It's just not worth it. Listen, the Dark Diamonds are cool and all, like that's great. But unless you're just like on the cusp, even if you're on the cusp, I would not. Unless you're a Kraken, you have so many resources that it doesn't matter to you. You're playing a different game anyway.
Oh, Kraken's getting everything they want. They don't even have to. They don't have these discussions. They just get everything. Yeah.
If you're like me, where you really need to pay attention to where your resources are going, I'm not investing in characters just because they're good this season when the season's over in 2 weeks and I have no idea what the next season's going to look like. Be smart about it. You know, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do anything crazy. That being said, again, if you're, you know, to rank 210, yeah, dial it in a little bit. Maybe look up some YouTube videos for fights and get your strategies down and play your best for the last couple. Try to get rank 200, but beyond that, I wouldn't be doing any weird investments.
Just focus a little more, not investing in any characters. Yeah. I agree. All right, I gotta ask you about the bug that you faced in, or you've been experiencing for a while in Cosmic Crucible, because I have not seen it. Now, I know that sometimes when you look at things that you're attacking, like when you look at this, right, and you see these, right, sometimes they're not placed in that order. So we have a Robbie here and then a Big Time here. We might have Big Time on this section and then Robbie all the way in those. So this is not always accurate, but what you're experiencing is something that's even worse.
Yeah. So, all right. So this has been going on for a while. It's happened to me several times in the past like week or two, to the point where it's really starting to annoy me. And I've been making a stink about it on the Envoy server, trying to get more traction to it, because the fact that it's still going on blows my mind. So I think a lot of people know, but when you place your teams, you're in the squad select team screen. I see it most often in Crucible. I guess it's in other game modes too, but
I'll just go for example in Blitz. Yeah. All right. This is where these teams are Crucible, placed.
But yeah, so when you're filtering, and let's say, you know, you clear the guys that are on screen there, you filter by, I don't know, you really want some A-Force. So you go to A-Force and you place your guys in there. You maybe go to another filter, you change the placements, and you get the whole team set up like you want. A-Force. Yeah, yes. Placement wise, you move people around, whatever.
Okay.
About, I don't know, maybe 15-20% of the time, I don't know, when you hit battle and you're in Crucible, you load in and the placement is completely different than what you set on this screen.
Wait, so you mean my taunter that's supposed to be in the end might be in the middle like this?
Yep. Or the character you want to keep safe.
What the heck, Scopely?
Gosh. And they know it's a thing. I can't believe it's still going on. I've been pushing again for this to be fixed because it's super annoying. The consensus is right now that before you go back into a fight, you want to open up the filters tab again and click all filters. Like, before you,
so if you do that, then it works correctly.
But if you have
something checked, then it could be totally random where your squad is placed.
Yeah. So I am so nervous about it now. I re-click the select all filter. I save the squad. I go select another squad. I come back to the save squad. I've gotten burned so many times at this point in Crucible where I've loaded in and it has just been like a hodgepodge of placement, not even close to what I said. And then I just go into an immediate rage. Right, so
at least there's a workaround, but I'm sure that must be annoying if you forget to do that workaround and because that totally changes the battle. So for some teams.
Yeah. So rest assured, though, I am being super annoying on the Envoy server. And,
I've seen that. That's why I brought that up.
I honestly don't talk much in there, but like certain stuff when it starts to get to me and I start to get real angry, then I'll be like, listen, please. So I'm going to keep bugging them and I'll try to get it fixed. You know, whatever.
All right. Hopefully this video helps shed some light on that as well. And you guys start bugging the devs and everything like that. And we get it fixed sooner rather than later. But what was fixed, which was not as good, is this Scourge event input. These returned a couple weeks ago with our old inputs. So for Morgan Le Fay, you would have to use the old Web Warriors, the old Dark Hunters. Now we got some extended traits here. You could use Hive Mind for her Underworld. You could use some other traits for a lot of these other horsemen. How helpful is this for new players that they extended these? What are you hearing from your community about people that got these unlocked that wouldn't have had these unlocked if they didn't extend these? Is there a large percentage or is it minimal effectiveness?
Anecdotally, I haven't heard much about it from like my chat. I think most of them probably have these characters unlocked or whatever already. But I, just like objectively, this is better.
Yeah.
Objectively, this is significantly better. The fact that new players coming up do not have to use these like old dead teams to try to
or minions. Yeah.
This is such a good change. I really can't stress that enough, that we're letting people use. Listen, like, we want new players to come into the game. We want them to get up to our level and have fun as possible.
Not take 5 years to get up to where we were.
Be engaged and have fun and be excited to unlock these characters. You don't want to put up these artificial walls. Let them use these newer teams to unlock these characters. No harm, no foul. I think this is a wonderful change. I love that they did it.
I agree with that. I like that they did this. And other thing, I want to point it out again. You don't have to use cream minions for Nick Fury. I know that's from weeks, even months ago, but yeah, that is awesome. So two things that really help new players: the extended of the requirements for these characters for the horsemen, and then the extended of characters for older legendary characters. All good stuff. Let's move on to the data mines, my friend. And this is one from last week about recruiting Pegasus. Now, I said either we hear about it in the blog post last week, which was the 19th, or we're going to hear about it this week, which is the 26th. And then if you hear about it the 26th, I'm sure they're going to be farmable on either the 1st or 2nd. Do you think this is one of these data mines that they put in there and they're like, yeah, let's not do that, or we're going to hear about this tomorrow? What is your impression of this? Iron Man Infinity War going to be farmable in Crucible Store, Darkhawk in Heroes 7-6, replacing Morbius and Iron Heart Mark II going into War Store.
I think this happens. This feels like a lock for me. Like, I would be surprised if we didn't see this, to be totally honest with you.
Yeah, and this makes sense too. This is not something that, like, oh, this is so generous of them, like the quadruple and triple experience. I think this is something that is pretty likely to happen.
Yeah, I think it's time. And I think it's awesome too. Pegasus rock, man. Pegasus are such a good team. They're incredible in raids. They're very useful a lot of, you know, against a lot of teams in Crucible. I use them almost every war. They're a really good team, and I think this is great.
And Kestrel is going to be a mythic character too. I know she's not here, but yeah, building up Kestrel and building up this just really helps your Pegasus team entirely. Raids, war. One of the raid teams that is actually very useful outside of the raid. So yeah, this is good that they are more farmable. All right, new passes. This should be very quick. Next battle pass is going to feature Forge. The next strike pass is going to feature Sunspot. Thoughts on these characters? I mean, they're kind of going through the line of characters. This is kind of next in line. I'm glad that they're adding unfarmable characters at this point, because there were a couple battle passes in a row that was all farmable characters. Like, they went back to Bifrost. What do you think of these selection of characters for Forge, Sunspot? And I know you haven't spent a lot of money. Do you think that this will get you to spend money with their selection, or will you wait and see what resources are in this?
It's very rare that something gets me to spend money, to be totally honest. So probably not. Okay. But that being said, if I was going to, I like the sound of the Forge, man. Forge is, again, I always listen, they steamroll raids, right? If you just have these guys unlocked, they're going to steamroll raids. They do an incredible job. So as far as like investment and building up beyond that, for me, you know, Extreme does get play in war. I'm not a huge war guy, but, you know, they do get play there, so they are useful. But I can tell you, a large Forge in Crucible, if you can't get through him in time and
that's the one. Yeah. That's the one, Crucible.
Yeah, Forge is, if you can't get through Forge and he ultimates in time, you're going to have a bad day.
The Gambit, the Nightcrawler, they're going to be horrible to deal with. And if your opponent had a Cyclops there, that can be a lot of damage as well. The raids are going to do their job. Build them up to whatever you need the raids, but where you really want to build them large is for Crucible and defense. That screws up your opponents. I don't know how many opponents I've screwed up with having a large Extreme X-Men. So yeah, I may get this one. I didn't buy the Forge initial offer, and I can't remember the battle pass or the strike pass. I mean, actually, let me look it up right now. The battle pass, the one with Forge, this is the good one that has all the dark promo credits. Yeah, so I think I might skip the Sunspot one, but the Forge one, I think I will get. It has a dark promo credits, because I think the strike pass is very good because of the gear 18 pieces. If you're not through Dark Dimension 6, this does lose a lot of value once you're through Dark Dimension 6. So battle pass, I'm probably going to do.
And listen, I'm glad they're doing this stuff with the strike pass and the battle pass too. Like, well, it doesn't really affect me again, since I don't spend. if you are willing to spend, drop a couple bucks in the game.
It sort of does, though, because there's a free path as well that will affect you. So you are going to get some free Forge shards and some free Sunspot shards.
But yeah, if you're someone that's willing to spend a couple bucks on MSF every month, man, it's hard to beat the value of this Battle Pass and the Strike Pass. I mean, it's... If you're going to spend $40 or $20, that's the best $20 or $40 you could spend on the game, period.
They're trying to increase the value of the initial shard offers by these showcase events and all these extra things that they're handing out, milestones and things like that. But yeah, I think this is still the best value. All right, moving on to the what could be the next month-long milestone event. I think that's what it's describing. Carnage Symbiote Vial. Collect Carnage Symbiote Vials for points in the Seeing Red event. Now, we know this team has two red characters, Carnage, Red Goblin. I hope that this is not Carnage for the next month-long milestone event, but I also don't want Red Goblin to be a month-long milestone character. What do you think this is? Do you think this is related to Carnage? Do you think this is related to Red Goblin? Or this is just some red herring that's going to throw us off our track and it's going to be something that is like Venom or something like that?
Dude, listen, I don't like month-long milestone release characters either, but if it's Carnage, I mean, I can't fathom that they make it Carnage. I think it's
They did Sylvie like a month after she was after her event. I mean, she wasn't farmable at that point, but they did bring back Sylvie, but Carnage is so old. I would be angry if it was Carnage.
That seems unbelievable.
So, not Carnage, you think it is Red Guardian? The Valentine's card for the Roses are Red event, Cupid's Bone Arrow for the Paint and Town Red event, Tulip Bouquet Red Letter event, Chocolate Covered Strawberry Red Carpet Treatment event. I mean, they're all red. Red Goblin, makes sense.
You can look at that concept art of Red Goblin and tell he's the man that appreciates some chocolate covered strawberries or whatever was in that last. He looks so
he has a romantic twinkle in his eye. Yeah,
that's Mr. Steal Your Girl right there. So I think Valentine's and this dapper man right here go hand in hand. I think it's gonna be him.
Oh my goodness! All right, you guys are in trouble once he comes to the game. Guys.
Yeah. Don't let your wives, your husband see MSF because they're gonna fall in love with Red Goblin.
Well, show your significant others this game after Valentine's Day because they could get very jealous after seeing absolutely. Red Goblin. All right, and last but not least, it is the event for Void Knight. We talked about it a little. We have Symbiote of Spaceways that is coming on the 29th of January. We also have Isotope Innovation that is coming on the 30th of January, and then the release event for Gwenum on the 5th of February. But we do have data mines about Symbiote of the Spaceways. That's the one coming on January 29th. This should be the unlock event for Void Knight. And for this, all right, are you ready, Purple Sticky?
Let's do it.
To unlock Void Knight. It's a win blitz battles. It doesn't say play. It says win.
It's like a dagger in my heart, dude, when I see blitz is always bad. It's just bad, period. But at least every once in a while, they toss us a bone where I can just zone out while I'm like watching a show and just like
press,
change
press,
team.
Press.
Win blitz, have mercy on us, Scopely. Come on. Win. Right.
Well, there's also a web milestone where you need to earn blitz credits, so you have to win blitz battles for that as well. But the confusing part, earn bonus progress battling through campaigns raid with this deadly symbiote allies. And yeah, this is where you're earning Void Knight shards, dark promo credits, teal gear, and the month-long milestone event. So how much are you going to blitz? Are you going to max this event, go 8 rotations per day? Or are you just going to look for the meta item and stop?
When it comes to blitzing, I do it as much as I can. I am not willing anymore at this point in my MSF career, whatever you want to call it, willing to set the timers and do that. I keep it in the back of my mind. When I have time to do it, I do it, and I try to do it as much as I can, but I'm not losing sleep over this. I'm not changing my plans during the day. I'm doing it when I can do it, and whatever I get, I get. I'm not gonna break my back for this.
I'm the sucker, man. I lose sleep over this. I'm like, I got another blitz rose. All right, I'll wait another 15 minutes before going to bed. I'll do this. And usually these are pretty good rewards. If you're willing to do that horrible grind through this blitz, they usually reward you with some pretty good stuff. And, Void Knight is so good. I want to get as many shards for this character as possible. Damn. So I think I will bite the bullet, do this crappy raiding And then do whatever you need to do in campaigns and stuff, because we got to do that anyway to get to the next commander level. So that's it. And then the Alliance event, pretty simple. I mean, we saw this icon here. It looks like you got to spend some ISO 8 energy, and that's exactly what it's indicated. This Aboriginal Alliance, spend ISO 8 campaign, earn ally supply 3 orb fragments. Pretty simple Alliance event. Any other final thoughts, my brother?
Nah, man. Listen, I'm having a good time. I'm having fun in Crucible. I'm having a blast. I'm even having a pretty good time in War, man. Like, I think it's a good time. Is it perfect? No. But is it a good time to play MSF? And is there a lot of fun to be had? And this does this community make it even more fun? I know you have a blast doing
Crucible every morning. Stream, man. Every morning, it's, Crucible. Or three times a week.
Yeah. So listen, hey, keep pushing for positive changes in the game. Me and Valerie are going to. But yeah, I think the game's in a pretty good spot. And I am very excited in 2 weeks or whatever when we get these new CC rooms. So I'm excited for the future.
Yeah, I'd like to chase. Now I have some of the chase. I'm not at the max commander level. My characters are not maxed out. I have zero maxed out characters right now because I'm only level 95. So I'm going to be chasing for a while. And that makes me happy when I get to chase something. So yeah, I'm having a lot of fun in Marvel Strike Force. I've been having fun this game for a while, despite some of its shortcomings. I think this is the most fun I've been having with a game ever. This is the longest I've ever played a game. So yeah. Let me know your thoughts on this. Let me know your thoughts on Red Goblin and the incursion raids and what you're doing with the alien spores. Hopefully this video did give you some value. If it did, leave it a like. It is free for you and it tremendously helps out the channel. And if you want to check out what are the best characters to take to level 100 trait by trait, make sure to check out the video up there. I will see you guys next time. Have a great rest of your day. Are you ready for a fist bump, Purple?
I'm so ready. You have no idea.
Ah, yeah, here we go. Purple Sticky Valley flying out. Have a great rest of your day, guys.